Hi, I'm Carly Cooper from Todd Beamer High School. I'm going to share an excerpt and summary of my story, Devotion. This story is set during the zombie apocalypse, and it's told from the point of view of Riley, a golden lab. She's been bit. Jamie got bit, they yell as they drag Jamie between them into the warehouse. My ears perk up at the sound of commotion, and I rise from where I was sitting in the corner to trot over to where they're laying my human on the floor. Jamie, Nick, her mate, shouts, rushing to her as well. The rest of the group gathers around. I'm okay, Nick, really. It doesn't even hurt that much, she reassures him. Where is it? Let me see, he says. He's trying to keep his voice calm, but I can sense his fear. Jamie lifts her shirt a little, revealing her stomach. On it, I can see a wound that is unmistakably from a bite, from the little rounded indents on the edge left from a human's teeth. We can't amputate, Jack mutters. Oh, Jamie, Nick laments. The fear is now mixed with grief. Honestly, Nick, I feel fine. I wanted to walk back by myself, but Sam and Jack insisted. I approach her cautiously. Everyone seems to be making a big fuss over her, but she doesn't seem to be seriously injured or ill. She smells like blood, sweat, dirt, and especially death, like the rest of them. The smell of death doesn't seem to be coming directly from her, but from on her. The stench is overpowering these days, and the bite radiates it, undoubtedly caused by a creature outside. Her eyes shift to me and soften. Hey, boy, she says, reaching out to scratch my head. I lean forward and lick at her wound. Nick's arm shoots out and pushes me back. No, Riley, we need to clean it. Someone, get alcohol and bandages, he says determinedly. Abigail goes and grabs the first aid kit. They must be trying to clean Jamie's wound, just like I was trying to do if they'd let me help. While Abigail tends to Jamie, Jack takes Nick to the side. Their heated words reach my ears, even if I don't understand them. Nick, you know what happens when people get bit. No, Jack, I don't want to hear it. She feels fine. She said so herself. We're not putting her down, if that's what you're trying to say, Nick says angrily. Nick and Jack are often at odds, most likely caused by the disparity in their temperament. So, when the fever sets in and we start losing her, what do you propose we do? She's a danger to the rest of the group. We can't afford to lose anyone else, Jack retaliates. You talk about her like she's dead. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. For now, she's fine, so we should try to make sure she stays that way.